It's Mark and Walt in the morning, Sunny 101.9, Maroon 5 with Girls Like You, 8:11 on a Thursday morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and with me in the studio now are the campaign co-chairs for this year's campaign for the United Way of Marquette County, Andrew Lacombe and Melissa Holmquist. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you guys. The campaign is underway, and I guess I'll just kind of open it up with either one of you wants to jump in first. Campaign's a little different this year, but there are some things going on right now, including this week, that people can get involved with.
Yeah, we started off on Monday, starting our 5 days of caring, and Miss, do you want to explain the five different goals we set for each day for people listening right now or people in the community? They can all take part in this.
Sure. Each day this week, we've been sharing ways you can join others in giving back and supporting Marquette County. Mm-hmm. And each day, a local business has been offering a different promotion that you can take part in where the proceeds go directly back to support the community.
Yeah, and that's good to get that kind of support, too, from the various businesses, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We're really excited to partner with our local businesses in order to give back to United Way.
Who's been helping so far with the businesses?
We started on Monday with Huron Mountain and Baby Cakes, and then Up North Lodge on Tuesday, Midtown Bakery and Nagani yesterday. Today, if you go to Iron Bay Restaurant and Drinkery in Marquette, you get they will donate 50% of all coffee and espresso sales back to the United Way campaign. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, it's Getz's. 5% of gross sales from Getz's tomorrow go back to United Way. So incredible support so far.
It's a good start because the campaign, I'm sure, because as many other things are, things have to be a little bit different this year. But you're out there spreading the word to give to the United Way.
Absolutely. The United Way supports many different partner agencies throughout Marquette County. They specialize in a variety of services and really support people of all ages. Some of our partner agencies include Baycliff Health Camp, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Marquette County Habitat for Humanity, Trillium House, and Nagani Senior Center. There are many more.
Yeah, it's kind of a one-stop sort of way of donating because you then as the agency distribute it to all of these various groups. Andrew, what's a good way to find out more information about the United Way?
UWMQT.org. The website has definitely been spruced up a bit here in the last year with more details on all of our agencies and especially the 5 days of caring we're doing right now and our deals with community members and community mm-hmm. businesses. And then our phone number to call also is 226-8171. You make a donation online right to our campaign now. Find out more information about the nitty-gritty of the United Way and how the money really goes back to the community.
It's 8:17. It's a Thursday morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and joining me in the studio is Andrew Lacombe from TV6, Melissa Holmquist with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. They are campaign co-chairs for this year's United Way of Marquette County campaign. You know, Melissa, we talk about this. It's like a lot of times I've had the opportunity to serve as a campaign co-chair. Many people, we talk to everybody that comes in that does it. When you were asked to do it, why did you say yes? Why did you say I want to help?
Sure. I've been a supporter of United Way for many years, and to me, the reason why it's so important or why I decided to participate is really that United Way gives back to so many different partner agencies, and it's a one-stop shop for giving. Mm-hmm. I know whenever I give to the United Way that my dollars are going to be spent wisely and really stretched. The United Way, through its partner agencies, supported more than 16,000 Marquette County residents this past year, so that's one in four Marquette County residents, yeah. And that's an impressive footprint.
And Andrew, of course, you did this last year. You've stepped up again. I know the agency is kind of doing that now a little bit, sort of having a little bit of carryover, but you got involved also probably for a lot of the same reasons, and it's probably been pretty rewarding.
It has, and you know, I just want more people to learn about what United Way is and does, because I think it's a name people might hear but really think they don't know what it does, but you do, because the agencies we talked about earlier, Baycliff Health Camp, Big Brothers Big Sisters, those are common names, and we support all of those existing agencies and really give them a brighter future, because they can count on United Way money coming in. They can plan for those donations coming sure. in a chunk, and I think that's huge for these smaller nonprofits.
Mm-hmm. And that is, it's one way of, you make one donation, it's all distributed out, and this is local money, Melissa, that stays local. This is not something that goes to some national agency somewhere. This is the Marquette County United Way.
Absolutely. Every dollar you give to the Marquette County United Way is provided locally to our partner agencies to support the Marquette community.
Andrew, how can people find out more?
UWMQT.org. Go there right now, later on today. because we've got a lot of information about this year's 5 days of caring we're doing. And you can also give our office a call at 226-8171.
Yeah, you're in the midst of the 5 days of caring, and you've got businesses today and tomorrow that are still taking part, and those are what?
So today we have Iron Bay Restaurant that is giving 50% of their coffee and espresso sales back to the United Way. And then tomorrow, Getz's will be giving back 5% of their sales to the United Way.
Yeah, and our 5 days of caring today is Help a Neighbor Day. So find out a way to call and check on your neighbor or lend a hand with some yard work for someone in need. And tomorrow is Commitment and Give Day. So keep this good thing going, give a donation, and maybe a long-term volunteer commitment as well.
Well, we certainly encourage everyone to get involved with the United Way of Marquette County. That's Andrew Lacombe from TV6, also Melissa Holmquist with Upper Peninsula Health Plan, the campaign co-chairs this year. And, of course, the website, all of that information. We're going to post this interview. We'll have that at our site at sunny.fm. Best of luck. I know we'll talk with you again as the campaign continues.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you missed any of our interview with Andrew and Melissa, as I said, that'll be on our website at sunny.fm. 8:20 on a Thursday morning. Mark and Walt in the morning.